So, Councillor Emma McGinley, you forwarded a motion to the Derry City and Strabane District Council regarding the establishment of an Irish passport office in the north. Now, that motion was passed once again. It was passed in 2018. It's been passed again last week. Is the demand very clearly there now, not only politically, but also from people on the ground, that a passport office in the north for Irish passports is required?
I would say so. You know, in the month of March this year, there was 13,026 applications that came in from the six counties for Irish passports. Figures of May are showing that Irish passports applications have actually, there's more of them getting than British passport applications. So in my view, and the view of people that have been waiting 5 or 6 months, there's definitely a need for an Irish passport office in the north.
And in your role as a Sinn Féin councillor in Derry, of course, you'll be very aware of people having issues with passports, trying to come to you and your political office, your political colleagues, trying to get a solution to these problems. Has there been many delays for people, in for constituents, trying to get an Irish passport but failing to do so?
Absolutely. You know, I've been making representations to the Minister's office. As a councillor, our MLAs have been doing the same. All of our offices across the six counties are inundated with people that have had their applications delayed and are looking for solutions. They try and push them on, you know, and as I say, it's not to say they're applying 4 weeks ago and expecting a miracle. They've applied in January or February and they're still sitting now and it's almost June and there's no sign of those passports. So their anxieties are, you know, away through the roof. And it's unnecessary, to be honest. You know, there's a solution there, and it's about establishing a service that delivers for people.
And of course, the issue comes not only because the Assembly still is not up and running, but also because this requires political will from the Republic, and it's been, you know, stated in the Dáil in recent weeks that they have no intention to place a passport office anywhere in the northwest, that be it Donegal or Derry. So does this now require calls on the Irish government to take action on this issue?
Well, it's the Irish government that are responsible for it. You know, Stormont don't have the devolved powers to develop a passport office for the Irish government in the north. That falls solely on the shoulders of the Irish government. The Irish government for too long have left the northwest behind. You know, you can look at it from a lot of different perspectives, you know, in terms of transport links and different things. But the passport office, even if it was anywhere in the northwest, would be a sign of goodwill from the Irish government that they do actually care about the people in the northwest, and currently they're not showing that.